you're trying to quit porn and masturbation, but you keep going back to it. This video is about how to finally burn those bridges, how to burn the boat so that you cannot ever go back to quitting porn.
Hey, you're listening to the Quit Porn, Achieve More podcast, where we talk about how to break free from porn quickly and easily so that you can finally live with integrity, confidence, and focus on bigger and better things. My name is Ben Uyama, and I gave up porn more than 5 years ago after battling it alone for most of my life. I've been married for more than 12 years, we have 3 kids, and I've been helping men quit porn one-on-one for more than 10 years now. Let's get started.
So one of my favorite things to do with the guys, especially that I work with in our program, is help them really break down the beliefs that they have about themselves, okay? And one of the first beliefs that I try to break down is to recognize that the reason you have a porn addiction right now, my friend, is because you're not serious enough to beat it, okay? That's pretty clear. If you were serious enough to quit it, you would. And put another way, if your life was at stake and or someone you love's life was at stake, like truly at stake, and I said, if you acted out again, if you slipped up ever again, your life would be over, or your family member's life would be over, your child's life would be over. Instantly, you would change. Instantly, you would get serious about it because you would understand the negative impacts of keeping the habit with you in your life. So the reason you have the habit is because you haven't got to the place where you truly understand the negative implications of keeping the habit in your life, and therefore you're not serious enough to beat it, all right? So in that instance where you had to quit porn, in other words, you had to burn your bridges. And if you're familiar with business terminology or going all in, then you'll know that in order to go all in on a project, on something, on your life, on you having mastery of your porn habit, you have to find a way to burn the bridges and stop going back to that island, that porn island. Because every time you engage in porn and go back to it, you leave the bridge up, you leave the boat there at the dock, and you're deciding not to burn it, all right? So in this video, I'm gonna give you 2 ways that I've thought of and I've experienced for people to really burn the bridges or make it very, very hard to swim back to mainland or swim back to that island, okay? So the first primary way that you can burn the bridges and eliminate porn is through having accountability software, okay? Hold on. If I asked you to get accountability software and I told you that you would be unable to access porn at all, would you do it? If you said, no, I don't wanna do it for whatever reason, it probably means you're not that serious about it. But when you get serious about beating porn, what I'm saying is when you understand how much porn is taking away from your life or already right now, then you will want to do that because you'll understand how much is actually really truly at stake for your life right now as we speak, okay? So software is really effective because you can literally get Covenant Eyes for free. Actually, I have a coupon code Ben, B-E-N, you can use that and you can get 30 days totally for free. And there's really no reason to do it if you want, you know? So often when I say this to people, they go, oh, you know, I don't wanna be that guy that has software on his devices. Well, it's entirely up to you to decide, but in the end, it does literally limit your ability to watch porn and keeps you accountable. So that's completely up for you to decide. But when I really peel back the layers and people that say that, like, oh, I don't want software, I'm not that guy that has software, I don't need that, I'm not that addicted. What I find out often is that usually that's the thing that they need to do that they were avoiding doing because secretly they were trying to keep the habit with them because in their mind they were making this cost-benefit analysis constantly and thinking that the benefits of keeping porn currently outweigh the apparent costs and negative impacts of porn, and therefore I don't want to do the software because it's not worth it, right?
Hey, if you're getting something good from this episode, let me know so I can make more content just like this for you guys. And it would mean the world to me if you could leave a 5-star review because the only way that this podcast spreads around is through word of mouth. So a review would go a long way. And it only takes you like 10 seconds to do. All right, thanks. Back to the show.
Okay, yes. But if you were to stop going back to that island of porn and you were to burn the bridge, that is one way that you could do it, okay? Another way you could burn the bridge, this is number 2, is you can join a program, all right? You don't have to join my program. This is not a pitch for my program. Any program you want, anyone out there, okay? The reason that joining a program is powerful is because, guys, you have what? You have some skin in the game. You have some skin in the game. And it is, man, I can't tell you, like, people who really invest in themselves in that way, they very, very quickly become really serious about it. Because if you invest in a program, no matter, actually, it doesn't really have to be a high ticket program at all. You invest in a program and invest in yourself in that way. You're investing your time and your money and your efforts to the point that subconsciously or consciously, you're telling yourself, okay, this is not business as usual. Things are not the same. This is different. I'm serious about this. Things are going to get better. And if this doesn't work, it'll be a waste of my time, money, and effort. That is a big indicator that you're serious about it. And that is a very, very effective way to burn your bridges. Okay. Again, don't have to join my program. I think it is the best one out there. We've seen incredible success with that. Any program out there that you can find, do a Google search, find another guy on the internet that you want to do a program with, but it's a very effective way to do it. You can try Covenant Eyes if you want. It's totally free for 30 days. There are also a bunch of other softwares out there. I think Covenant Eyes is definitely, it's on the pricier end, but it's also the most effective and reliable and well-known in terms of the accountability and the porn blocking. It has both of those features. And you can also get a 30-day trial, which is a good thing. So you can, if it doesn't work, you can cancel, and that's totally fine. All right. That's all I wanted to say to you guys. Those are two effective ways to burn your bridges. And don't forget to subscribe, because that's also a good way to burn your bridges a little bit so that YouTube starts sending you more content that will help you with your sexual integrity and quitting porn and less of the stuff that you're probably watching elsewhere. I love you guys. I am rooting for you, and I'm just here to help you support you guys so that you can get to a place where you are truly intensely serious about quitting porn. And if you are, then you can see if you want to join our program and see if that's right for you, only if you're really intensely serious about this. All right. I love you all. Take care.
Hey, are you feeling frustrated at yourself for still keeping porn in your life and you're ready to finally get serious? Trust me, guys, I've been there. Well, you're in luck, because I have a completely free training that you can take right now at benuyama.com. In that training, I explain the exact three-step process I personally use to quit porn and help other men do the same quickly and easily. Don't believe it? Check it out for yourself right now at benuyama.com, and I'll see you in the next episode.